his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus tells us what a citizen of the kingdom should look like. As we've explored, the Beatitudes in particular describe the key blessings and promises of the kingdom and the character of its citizens: humility, dependence on God's comfort, gentleness, hunger for the right ways of God, mercy towards others, purity in motive and deed, and a passion for peace and willingness to face opposition, even persecution, for his sake. The Beatitudes have been called the Great Reversal because they describe a stark alternative to the realities of this world, where all too often might is right and the rich inherit everything. The kingdom is, in some respects, a subversive movement, and there will be times when Christians will feel the jarring contrast between living in human society and their citizenship of the kingdom of heaven. That's why Jesus calls us to be salt and light to those around. There are many kingdoms in the world: political, financial, economic, social, and others. Citizens of the kingdom of heaven, Christians, will daily seek to live out the reality of God's reign increasingly in their lives and in the world around them. This does not always need to be in dramatic ways, although it might be. Jesus described the kingdom using images of small things: mustard seeds, yeast in dough, a lost coin. But it does need to be an intentional, conscious choice to live according to the ways of the kingdom of God. Jesus calls us to seek first the kingdom and to pray, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven."